Welcome back, everyone. A particular welcome back to the choir. There's always that sense of coming back to things that are new, but also familiar. Familiar things, like the sound system not working properly. I don't know what it is. It's the battery is fine, the lights are all on, it's all on in the vestry, and that microphone just won't work. And the reason why it appeared to work when I read the gospel is that I'm separately mic'd up. That mic, for some reason, is misbehaving. If you didn't hear the first reading clearly, it was about Jeremiah going to visit the potter's shop. And he goes, and there is the potter at work at the wheel, kicking away at the foot wheel, and moulding the clay under his hands. And as happens sometimes when you're working on the clay, that the pot begins to wobble, the side begins to lose its shape, the whole thing goes wrong, and you just have to scrunch the clay back into a ball and start over again. It's a brilliant image. It's one of the best images of God's working that I can think of in the whole of Scripture. The people of Judah and of Jerusalem, the world that they have created, the people that they have become, they are the pot that's gone wrong on the wheel. God's been fashioning them to be a holy people, his own chosen people, holy and righteous in his sight, a people whose lives are to be shaped according to the law of God, and instead they have created a world, a culture of deep injustice, of profound inequality, of chasing after foreign gods and foreign alliances. It's all gone wrong. And Jeremiah continues a tradition of profound criticism of the world around him that goes back 140 years earlier to people like Amos and Hosea and Joel and Micah and Isaiah of Jerusalem, all of whom are saying the same thing. This is a society and a culture which cannot exist in the same universe as a God that is good and holy. So the only thing that can possibly happen is that God scrunches it up and starts over again. And when Jeremiah wrote that prophecy, when he speaks those words, the army of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, is at the gates of Jerusalem. And Jeremiah was convinced that Nebuchadnezzar was God's just instrument of punishment sent to scrunch Jerusalem and Judah back into a ball of clay. This, of course, was not a message that led the powers that be in Jerusalem to think that his preaching was in the national interest. And you will see, if you read the book of Jeremiah, that his uncompromising message of coming catastrophe as God's wrath and vengeance leads Jeremiah into a great deal of personal suffering and trouble. Well, the catastrophe did come. It was a spring day, in the year 587 BC, the Babylonians sacked the city. They burned the temple of God in Jerusalem. They deported the leaders of the community into exile in Babylon. And it appeared that that vessel that God had been forming on the potter's wheel was now well and truly put back into a ball of clay.